The following event is a More Ace Audio production. Introducing first, from London, England, the team of Ace and Skillet, this is the Kick-Ass.
Yeah! Yo, what's going on? Welcome, people, to another episode of The Kicker. My name is Ace.
My name is Skillet.
Here it is, your weekly rundown of all things, I would say WWE, but we got some TNA news this week.
We got quite a lot of news this week.
This is pro wrestling this week.
Before we start, I want to apologise.
Why are you apologising?
I was late.
I was late by an hour. By an hour.
There was this 15-year-old kid passed out earlier. Not to say that was the reason
really?
Why that wasn't the reason why I was late.
Where was this?
But I was waiting by the bus stop, and he was like by the bus stop slumped next to Kensal Rise Station.
Really?
And
no, I feel like you're making this up.
No. And there was just like two girls, quite fit girls as well, yeah. Trying to help him out. I thought he was a grown man at first, and then I looked over, I was like, he's got a school uniform. 15, so he must have been started drinking and mashed himself up. And I heard apparently his friends left him. And friends, oh, wow. How many of us have them?
So you was being a good Samaritan?
Well, I was just standing and watching. I don't know.
Oh, right.
I don't
know, so you know if you got home or anything?
Oh, well, the medic arrived. And, so, and then, okay. then my bus came. So
you just left?
God willing, hopefully he's okay. We got a show to record.
We do. loads of things happening in and out of the ring. What a week it's been. I say that every week, but it just feels like... every week there's something to report on. Should we start with TNA?
So is it confirmed?
I want to say yes.
It sounds like it's very strong rumours, isn't it?
Well, all right. So the rumour came in this week that Vince McMahon has bought the video library for TNA.
Right. Which will be awesome for the network.
Not the company.
No. Just which is
the,
smart.
Just the library.
Let Billy Corgan do his thing.
Yes.
So apparently Vince has got the library of TNA, and the reason why he's allowed to get the library of TNA is because when Billy buys the company, they're going to revamp the company and give it a new name.
Right.
So basically TNA's dead.
It's finished.
And now it's like the whole NWA turned to WCW thing, where TNA is going to be turned into something else, but Vince has the back catalogue to TNA.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I think this is a sign for a lot of these TNA wrestlers to come to WWE. I think Lashley, I think Matt Hardy, just sign up.
Forbes is reporting it as reportedly purchasing TNA Video Library. WrestleZone are saying it's reportedly. I think I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes too.
Jim Ross says WWE bought the TNA Library, not the promotion.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say it happened.
This is good for the network.
It's amazing for the network. I think it's very good for us wrestling fans to have everything in the same place.
I think so too.
I'm kind of glad that Vince didn't buy the company itself.
Yeah.
Because they got stuff going on over there that I don't think Vince should be a part of or will appreciate.
Yeah.
And I always think it's good to have, even though we can't really call TNA competition because...
They never were, really, were they?
It's not really on the scale of WWE, but it's always good to have the underdog that could potentially do something big, you know what I'm saying? Just someone on your heels to make your product better.
It's funny because 06, 07 times, 05 times, I was watching TNA a lot. I was watching TNA quite regularly.
Right.
And then I stopped watching it in like 08, 09. Like, I knew what was going on. I knew AJ won the title and things like that, but I never really clicked in. And... first pay-per-view I watched from TNA in ages was Bound for Glory just the other day because of Matt Hardy. Because of Matt Hardy.
So I was Bound for Glory.
It was okay. It wasn't great. But Matt Hardy was great. The Great War was entertaining.
The Great War.
That's what it was called.
That's what the match was called.
Yeah.
Against Abyss and...
No, it wasn't against Abyss. It was against... I can't remember the name of the team now. See, this is a chosy.
Matt Hardy...
It was Matt Hardy, Broken Matt, Broken Jeff.
And Jeff.
No, Brother Nero. Sorry, yeah. not Jeff. Brother Nero, Broken Matt. Versus, I can't remember what they're called.
Are you sure Abyss isn't in that team?
He might be, but he wasn't. I didn't see him there.
Maybe I'm behind.
Obsolete. Delete.
I'm mad behind.
Delete.
Well, there was rumours that Bound for Glory wasn't even going to happen because they couldn't afford to make it happen.
Yeah.
And they were like cancelling some matches and certain flights because they couldn't afford to put the event on, which is sad.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see how this pans out.
You know who Billy Corgan is, right?
Yeah. You told me this on the phone.
The lead singer of Smashing Pumpkins.
It's awesome.
It's amazing.
You think he's going to do it?
You might as well call it something else.
I never really liked TNA as a name. I thought it was too tacky.
Yeah, but I got used to it eventually.
I mean, because you never think of it without thinking about TNA.
What, Testing Albert?
No. It's an ass. So it's like, this is a wrestling company. This wasn't
classic.
I don't know. We'll see what happens with TNA. What was the main event for Bound for Glory?
Lashley versus EC3.
Who won?
Lashley.
Okay, so he's still the champion.
Yeah.
Did you have an opportunity to check out Aaron Rex?
I fell asleep during his match, and I woke up during the Great War. So this probably was in the Great War. I probably missed it, but I woke up during the Great War. But I did get to look back at the entrance that Matt Hardy came out to, and his wife, great piano player, very good pianist, and great entrance, and it was like a cartoon entrance.
Right.
Matt's killing it.
You didn't catch
Aaron Rex? Who?
Aaron Rex.
Oh, no, I fell asleep. No. He's the grand champion, though.
Yeah.
TNA grand champion. I think WWE made the right decision to get rid of Damian Sandow. I thought Damian Sandow was great. But
he was, but they could, I mean, he's better as the Damian Sandow character, is my point.
Oh, I saw the Cody debut. That was pretty cool.
Who did he face off against?
He played, what's Maria's boyfriend from, he used to be in Ring of Honor. I can't remember his name now. But Maria's boyfriend and Maria's husband, I should say. And, he was actually really. They were actually really good together in Ring of Honor, actually.
Okay.
And Cody gave him that nice kick and kissed his wife.
What was his? Was the reaction for Cody like?
Yeah, it was a good reaction. It was a good pop.
They is having him.
It was a good pop. Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking forward to seeing some TNA on the WWE network. So we'll see how that pans out. Alberto Del Rio got stabbed.
Yeah, and so did Jamie Noble.
Jamie Noble. Do you know what the most kind of the saddest thing about the Jamie Noble story is?
What's that?
Was that he got stabbed at his trailer park.
Yeah.
I know Jamie Noble wasn't like Shawn Michaels or anything.
No.
But he had a wrestling career and he still works for the WWE.
Jamie Noble's a great wrestler though.
Yeah.
Former Ring of Honor champion.
Listen to where I'm going with this. Yeah? Oh, okay. Why does he live in a trailer home?
It's a trailer park.
No, but why does he live in a trailer home in a trailer park?
Well, let's not knock it till we see it. It might be a very glamorous trailer park.
No.
You know?
He's too famous to live in a caravan.
Right.
No, am I wrong for saying this?
No.
Does this make me a snob or something?
No.
He is somebody that was on our TV consecutively every week.
Made good money.
What during his career and then even after when he was part of J&J Security.
He still works for WWE.
And he still works for them. He's an agent for them backstage.
So he makes good money.
Why does he live in a trailer home?
Because he wants to keep it real. And that's a concept you would never.
And you know what happens when you keep
understand,
it real? Should I tell you what happens when you keep it real? You get stabbed. That's what happens.
No,
buy
you know
a
what
house.
No, you know what happened? What? I think it was an incident. And then they followed him home.
It was a road rage incident.
Road rage incident. Yeah. They followed him home. He handled his BI because he's a wrestling don. They came back for him with more goons and stabbed him.
Buy a house, man.
But you want to hear about Del Rio?
You see what the difference is between houses and caravans? You can lock the door.
Yeah.
And no one can come in.
This is true.
Right. Anyway, so I got Del Rio. Del Rio got stabbed as well.
Del Rio got stabbed.
Disgusting, man.
And I made a joke on Gorilla Position. Shout out to Gorilla Position guys. That it was Paige.
Yes.
And now there's news coming out that it might have been Paige.
Are you lying? Are you dead serious?
Well, Del Rio's denied it. Del Rio said it's not Paige. And I'm not saying it's Paige either. I was only making a joke. But what I will say is their relationship is very strange. What I mean by that is I can see there's a lot of obsession in this relationship.
Right, and who's
Paige
obsessed with
so obsessed with him.
Right.
And probably vice versa. Probably Del Rio is probably really smitten with Paige. I mean, I know they were in Newcastle together. I saw in Paige's Instagram, Del Rio met the family.
Right.
Can I just read to you what Paige said on her Instagram?
Yeah, go for it.
By the way, fans, people that are listening, I am not saying for one second that Paige has stabbed Del Rio.
We are not saying that.
I am not saying that, so don't make her sue me. Yeah. But this is what she said. She says, "No, my love has left me to go back to Newcastle where this photo was taken to wrestle again. What do I do with myself? We are literally inseparable. I know he will kill it there like he did last time, but what I will miss is sitting and watching him live, seeing his passion for the business finally come back, watching him enjoy his job again, and obviously enjoying the view. And she does that emoticon with the wink. He's so handsome. Swoon. Anyways, I love you, babe. Wish I could be there with one person that makes me the happiest and makes me feel most loved. I want to be your shadow again. Come back and pick me up. Now, that sounds like a very sweet message.
Yeah.
But it also sounds like it's clingy.
It sounds mad clingy.
It sounds like, oh, you're going to go Mexico, hey?
Yeah.
Don't go Mexico. Stab, stab, stab. Who are you talking to on the phone? Stab, stab. I'm only joking. I don't think Paige did it. But there's rumors that she did.
How long have they been together?
4 weeks.
Why is she so like this?
But if you watch Total Divas, remember Total Divas when she had the boyfriend that she only met like a year or a day or two, and she was gonna marry him, and no one's pulling her up. Yeah. But hey, she seems happy. Del Rio seems very happy. You know, well, it is what it is.
My goodness.
But all I'm saying is that kind of behavior, when you get quick to be with somebody and you get married, I wouldn't be surprised if she stabbed the brother up.
Did she make an Instagram post about him being stabbed?
Nope.
Not to say even get well soon or
anything. There's no recognition. There's no acknowledgement of him being stabbed on her Instagram. And apparently, there was witness there to see him getting stabbed, but he didn't file a police report. Why would you not file a police report about being stabbed if someone tries to kill you?
Okay. We're not saying that she did it.
We're not saying that she did it.
But hey.
Hey. I wouldn't be surprised. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised. That's all I'm saying.
That's nuts.
That's all I'm saying.
The Goldberg rumors are like, we're at boiling point now.
So it looks like it's going to happen, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lesnar, Goldberg, Survivor Series.
Well, there was this, I don't know if you caught this moment on Raw this week where, was it on Raw or was it, I can't remember. I saw Mick Foley talking about Braun Strowman and he used the term, who's next?
Right.
Is that me putting two and two together and getting 5,500?
Say that again.
So Mick Foley was doing an interview about Braun Strowman.
Right.
And he said, as for Braun Strowman, I'm paraphrasing, can't remember what he said, but it was like something like, as for Braun Strowman, who's next?
Right, so it's going to be Goldberg and Strowman.
But then, I don't know. So that's not going to draw money.
Is Gilbert going to kill, unless he's making a joke about Strowman having his own streak, like Goldberg had his own streak.
Maybe. Because I don't think anybody would care to see Strowman-Goldberg.
No.
Because they would have to make
Goldberg. Goldberg-Taker would be all right.
Goldberg-Taker would be good. Have we seen that before?
No, never.
We haven't.
Remember, there was a brand thing.
It wouldn't be good, though. On paper...
It wouldn't be good.
But the actual match
itself, Lesnar Goldberg probably won't be good.
Yeah, remember the match before?
That was awful.
It was terrible.
Yeah, but that was because the head wasn't in the right place. And...
Yes, I don't know why we'd want to see it again. I'd rather see Goldberg Cena.
Would you?
Yeah.
Cena would make him have a good match.
Yeah, I'd rather see Goldberg Cena or even Reigns, if I'm honest. Think Reigns.
Yeah, you took my spare, you made money out of it.
Reigns, yeah, something like that. Reigns is do you know what I really would like to see?
What's that?
Actually, no, I wouldn't. It would be a crap match, but it would look good in the poster.
Okay.
Is Goldberg right back?
No.
The match would actually be shit, sorry. I don't mean to say.
Can I make a quick shout out?
Yeah, go for it.
Shout outs to James Windows 97 who thanked us for the DVD. He won the competition that we put out couple of weeks ago with the kickout competition, and he thanked us for the DVDs he got, which was the US Championship Payback, Money in the Bank, Fast Lane Hardcore, and Attitude Unleashed.
Yes.
So big up to him, and more competitions to come ahead, man, you know.
Very soon,
everybody,
actually.
Just follow us on Twitter at Kickout Podcast and drink it in, man.
Drink it in.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Goldberg Lesnar, that should be interesting. If it does happen.
I don't know. All right, let's talk about wrestling this week. Monday Night Raw. Before we get into like what actually happened on Monday Night Raw, apparently Viz is pissed.
Who's pissed? Numbers.
Vince.
Yeah, he is.
At the numbers. Yeah. He's pissed that no one's watching.
Yeah.
Well. But would you expect... I was saying, I think I said it last week, yeah? The problem with Raw is they don't have a super baby face. They don't.
No, they don't.
Reigns is, I mean, Rollins is still 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Yep. So he still has people that boo him, even though he has loads of people that cheer him. Reigns is hated, and everybody else is a heel that we like, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
When you talk about Kevin Owens, Chris Jericho, and even Rusev, they're all heels. You haven't got that that pure blue baby face that's just gonna baby face that's just gonna come smile and kids. You haven't got that, and I don't know who they can bring to do that.
I think the ratings are probably definitely the reason why Vince probably signed Goldberg back, maybe.
Yeah, but he's not gonna bring that. I don't think he's gonna put the ratings.
No.
The saddest thing is Raw needs Cena.
You think so?
Yeah, and I can imagine that will happen quite soon.
So, okay. So
I don't know how.
So you change your mind about Cena winning the title?
No, I don't think Cena's going to win the title.
Yeah, good.
All right. So I think Cena's going to go to Raw.
Okay.
And I'm trying to work out the only way. How would they do that though?
Mm.
How could he make? How could they make him jump show?
Contract expired.
Or just use that as a storyline.
Yeah, they can do that.
I don't think they'd do that.
No.
It might be something like if he wins the Rumble.
Oh, yeah. That could happen. Yeah. But I don't think he shouldn't win the Rumble. Who should win the Rumble right now in the current roster?
Ooh. Who should win the Rumble?
Who should win the Rumble? Jericho?
This is going to sound like a really ace thing to say, yeah?
Okay.
No, but listen.
I'm listening.
Dolph Ziggler loses on Sunday. Listen. Ziggler is going to lose on Sunday. He leaves the company, yeah? And he comes back as Nick Namath.
What is
that's his real name.
Oh, that's a good one. And what, make him like a Sting?
He comes back as his real self.
One thing for sure about Dolph Ziggler is nothing's for sure.
He comes back.
Did you get it? See what I did there? That's what Sting, like that's the last thing Sting said before he became the Crow.
I think he...
So when he loses to Miz...
He loses to Miz and we don't see him
for months.
He's gone. We don't see him until
January.
Comes back
at Royal Rumble.
As himself.
I think that's a great idea.
He drops the name Ziggler and he's just super kicking everybody over the top rope.
Well, hold on. You still want him to do super kick? If he's going to be himself? Didn't he have like a new arsenal moves?
Nah, he doesn't.
See how when Sting, when Sting came back, he changed up, apart from the Stinger splash, he kind of changed up his moves a bit. Set. You need the...
I like the...
No Shawn Michaels stuff.
I like the super kick though.
I like that idea though.
Do you like that?
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. So I genuinely think he's gonna leave. Nick Namath, that's his name. I genuinely feel like he's gonna lose on something.
What should his theme music be?
I don't know.
I'm here to show the world.
I think when he comes back as well. I know we're begging for this heel turn. We've been begging for it.
It's Nick Namath! Oh my god!
What do you think?
Here to show the world.
Who else could win?
I feel that's a great idea.
Unless it's somebody from the only other people that could win Royal Rumble at the moment, and it would mean anything, yeah? Are people that are currently in NXT.
Okay.
Like Joe.
Oh, I would love that.
Shinsuke.
I would love that.
Or Bobby Roode. Those are the only three that people are going to pop for in a good or a bad way that win the Royal Rumble. And it's going to be like something to talk about.
I would love
everybody that. Else is just going to be like, we're not going to care if Roman wins it. We're not going to care if Rollins wins it. Maybe Rollins, actually.
Yeah, Rollins might win it.
Now I don't even think they would care that much if Rollins wins it. We've seen Rollins in the like WrestleMania title picture already,
right?
And who knows, he could have the title by Royal Rumble anyway.
Okay.
No, and even then, I think they're setting up for Rollins Triple H for Mania.
Probably.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I can't see it. Maybe we go full circle and Sami Zayn wins it,
okay.
And then we got KO Zayn.
Why do we keep going with Raw guys? How do you know a SmackDown guy won't win it?
How do we know? It's true.
You know? But okay, this is interesting. But I really like that nickname if I did. That's a good idea. I mean, I don't know if I would have gave him that name, but you know, that's his real name.
Though. That's his real name. He comes back as something.
I guess so, you're right. But yeah, that's a good idea. Anyway, let's talk about Raw.
Let's talk about Raw.
It starts off with a great promo between... Okay, let me rephrase that. Let me pull that back. Great is very much an exaggeration. But it starts with a decent promo with Reigns and Lana.
Yeah.
Reigns comes out, was talking his smack, and then he gets cut off by Lana. The crowd says, thank you, Lana. Yeah. She was actually quite funny in this promo. Then Rusev comes out, they have a little fight. And then Reigns beats him up in the rampway and says, hey, Hell in a Cell, US title match. Let's do this.
Right.
Yeah?
You didn't like the promo, though.
It was all right.
You know what's funny? Is when I was watching the promo, I was like...
I thought Lana was great.
Yeah, I just think it's interesting that Rusev is the heel when Reigns has done really bad things to them. Like, he messed up their wedding celebration.
Reigns is a bitch. He's a bitch of the whole
He's messed
thing.
Up their celebration and like he's still seen as the good guy, which is weird.
It's weird, isn't it?
That makes sense. Anyway,
backstage, Seth Rollins and the Michael Cole has a promo.
Yeah.
What do you think about Seth Rollins' return? It's not really a great... I'm not enjoying it.
And I actually don't think he's got what it takes to be the face that they want him to be. If I'm honest, I think he's an amazing worker.
As a heel, he's the best. He's good, isn't it?
I think he's an amazing worker. He puts on some amazing matches and he's a great talker.
Right.
But obviously, they're trying to put him in this Seth Rollins against the Authority thing. And whenever you go against the Authority, it makes you a face already.
Yeah.
I don't think he's working.
Okay.
I don't think he's likable enough.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think people... I don't know if people are going to take to him like that. And I know, like, they've been showing... I think they... I've seen some clips of him being really, like, the face at house shows, like, doing, like, face stuff, like, tagging with some of our favourite, like, the face people. Like, he was with New Day this week.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, like...
He's high-fiving them.
Yeah, I don't think it works. I don't know. Hopefully, they'll change it. But I don't know if... He is the face that they need right now.
I'm going to mesh two matches into one and talk about a whole segment with you. And this next point, Cruiserweights. We had a great match with TJ Perkins and Brian Kendrick.
Yep.
What did you think of that?
It was good.
I felt it was very good. Mm-hmm. I forgot it was a non-title match.
It was non-title.
So when Kendrick won, I was like, huh?
But
I like that. It extends the feud more. And Hell in a Cell, they should have a great match.
Yeah, they should.
Rich Swann versus...
I didn't see this.
Tony Nese.
I didn't see this.
How Tony Nese, bad man for days. Good wrestler.
Yeah.
Not the best in ring work. Obviously, the highlight was more on Rich Swann because they really want to push Rich Swann more. But Rich Swann did lose. Tony Nese picked up the victory, which was needed for Tony Nese, I believe. I think they know who Rich Swann is. Mm. But with Tony Nese, they're still looking for something.
How do they make us care about the other cruiserweights without the title? If I'm trying to say,
you don't care.
No, we do care.
Do you care?
But I think we care because we're watching great wrestling. But how do they make storylines out
by changing the color of the ropes while they wrestle?
It's not enough.
By changing the color of the lighting.
No, it's not enough. Purple. They need to do more than just bring them out and just make them do great matches. We need to be more invested in.
Right.
I don't think they haven't done it yet. I know it's early.
I got the best idea.
Go on.
Showing clips of the Cruiserweight Classic. Oh, this is everything they've doing already. I don't know.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I do understand what you're saying.
It's just matches at the moment. I want to see more.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Perkins and Kendrick.
Yeah.
It's getting personal when there's lack of backstory. With everyone else, it's just like, hey, these great wrestlers are, and they're going to come out and wrestle.
But the Cruiserweights, yeah. We went past that part already. We touched that.
We just ending it there, I suppose.
That's it.
Yes. What happened after?
So, what did you? What's your thoughts on Bailey and Dana Brooke? I think they're going to get into a program together.
Yeah.
That should be cool. Hopefully,
don't offend me. I'm happy with that.
What's your thoughts on? Hey, I'm going to ask you about this.
What?
The new Titus brand. Titus O'Neil comes up with this brand. Hey, it's the Titus brand. I'm going to go out there and show you about the Titus brand. And then he goes out and he loses to Sami Zayn. So I guess he just opened up the brand, grand opening.
Grand closing.
Grand closing.
I feel bad for Tyus.
Get rid of him, right? Yeah, he's done. There's not, they can't do nothing with him. Or keep him as an ambassador for like the Susan K. Coleman breast cancer situation, or maybe the do stuff with children. He's the father of the year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe do things with kids, but they've got nothing for him, man.
Do you think he can work on SmackDown?
No. You know what they should do? Wow, they should probably have him have an opponent for Braun.
Yeah.
And then that's how he should fade out.
Let him go.
Fizzle out.
It's done.
I wouldn't say let him go. That's harsh because, you know, Vince did take the piss out of him for a good 6 months earlier this year.
They're really bad.
They should really do something with that.
It's really bad.
They should do a storyline about him pushing him into Stephanie and Stephanie punishing him. Yeah, that's what I would do. Write a storyline with him on Raw where he makes a joke with Stephanie and manhandles her, and Triple H is not happy about it, and they're punishing him every week, and reality comes into, and you know, and then you know,
where imitation meets art. What's it called?
Imitation.
When art imitates life.
When art imitates. Yeah. When art
something
imitates
like that.
Life.
Yeah.
When life when life imitates art. That's what it
there
is.
There you go. Yeah, I'm not happy with the Tyus O'Neil rebrand.
No, it's fine. Cesaro and Sheamus.
Tag team.
Now, a lot of people think they're going to be the ones that dethrones New Day.
Nah.
Exactly. I just think it's a clever way to extend this feud.
Yeah.
And then they'll become, you know, the aim is to get them as big a stars as possible, apparently. But it's just to extend the feud. So they're going to win a couple of matches together as a tag team. They're going to do well as a tag team. But when it comes to New Day, they'll fall short. And then Sheamus will bro kick Cesaro or something.
Well, isn't there a title match like this weekend?
Oh. This weekend in Chile.
It's not. I'm talking
They're
about.
You're in Chile right now.
This weekend is No Mercy.
Yes, No Mercy.
So their title match is probably in 2 weeks.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to win.
No.
I hope they don't anyway.
No.
That'd be bad.
Because they're revamping the club. You saw the club?
No.
So they're being revamped in terms of they are giving a new thing where they had a little promo saying no more comedy. We've been taking out all that stuff, and we're gonna be the kick ass team that we were, and then they took out Golden Truth. So now I think they're gonna give club a new lease, and like they'll get a couple of wins back up, and then they'll be finally defeat New Day maybe at Rumble or Mania or something.
Okay.
Jericho and Owens, the best thing on Raw this week.
Awesome.
Jericho was amazing.
Yeah.
The little hint about him maybe going for Owens' title.
Yeah.
Crowd loved it.
Because they have to break up at some point.
We could see an Owens Jericho match for the title soon.
Nah, I don't think they're ever going to give. I don't think Jericho is ever going to get a title match.
Well, it's in Canada, and Survivor Series is in Canada.
Ooh.
Maybe. Why not?
Yeah, but I mean, no, I don't think Jericho's in that position anymore. I just think he's like a reliable superstar that's just going to give you entertainment every week. I don't think they really see him in that championship position.
We'll see.
You think it's going to be KO or Jericho for...
KO will win. It's just something, an opponent for KO.
And then probably Jericho will leave.
Let me guess. Vince is going to take out these ratings stuff on KO, isn't he?
You think so?
You never know. You can never trust Vince.
You can never trust it. Yeah, they were awesome though this week.
Yeah, amazing. And New Day was great too.
New Day were really good. Was amazing. Yeah, very good.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
Jericho said, you know what? You're on the list. And every time they New Day would get upset that they're on the list. Yeah. It's quite funny.
Very funny. Very, very funny. And then we had the
main event.
Main event. Charlotte versus Sasha for the women's title.
Good match.
Great match.
It was like the SummerSlam match, but instead of no mistakes, no botches this time.
No botches.
Yeah.
Sasha got beat up for the entire match.
Yep.
And then just managed to win at the end. It was a good match though.
Good match.
It was a very good match.
Charlotte smashing it with Flair. Yeah. Like a father.
I think what they've done in terms of making sure she doesn't lose her pay-per-views is kind of genius. Because I think they'll keep that streak going.
No, they won't, because she's going to have a match with Sasha and Hell in a Cell.
Oh, is she?
And Sasha's not going to lose it in Hell in a Cell. Sasha needs a proper run. I think the aim is for Sasha Bailey. I think they want Sasha Bailey
for
WrestleMania.
For Mania.
I think that's what they want. Sasha's going to turn heel
soon. It's mad that we're talking about Mania. Mania's a long way away, you know?
I know. But Sasha's going to turn heel soon.
Yeah, we said this last week. She like her character's better heel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was Raw.
That was Raw.
Can we talk about something before we get into SmackDown?
Yeah, of course we can.
Ric Flair, Halle Berry. Woo!
So Halle Berry's claiming that she doesn't know who Ric Flair is. Like, come on, man. Like, whether you did it or not, you can't say you don't know who Ric Flair is.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I don't know what to think of this.
Do you believe? So, if you guys haven't heard, Ric Flair recently did an interview and claims that Halle Berry rode Space Mountain.
Well, yeah, it was on his. It was on the Ric Flair show on his podcast. It was,
okay.
And there was an episode called "Ask Flair Questions."
Right.
And a listener asked him, "Hey, has any celebrities rode Space Mountain?" And the way Flair answered it was so natural. It was so believable. It was like, oh, yeah, sure, Halle Berry.
Yeah.
It was just like that. Flair didn't bring it up or nothing.
You believe him?
I don't know. I don't know if I believe him. I don't know. I mean, I did believe him. And then now Halle's saying it's not true. But then again, maybe she's embarrassed. Maybe she would say that. Maybe she wouldn't admit to it. Maybe she did say it. Maybe she did ride Space Mountain when she had a low time. And because obviously Flair would have been in the 90s at the time. Yeah. Flair 90s. Flair was still smashing it back then.
I can't
I said, if there's one wrestler that would have smashed Halle Berry, it would probably be Ric Flair. So,
wow.
It's like that Billy, is this remember the Billy Bob Thornton and Halle Berry and that?
Yeah.
Was it I-Monster?
Monster's Ball.
Yeah. I-Monster. Monster's Ball.
Yeah.
I got an interview with Sheamus.
Should we do that?
Let's play it.
Let's get it, man. The Celtic Warrior and Skillet in New York, SummerSlam weekend. Check this out.
This is the Kickout.
I am here with WWE superstar Sheamus. How are you, sir?
Coffee was wearing off. He's about to kill himself. What's going on?
Shall I start again? I'll start again. Yo, I'm here with WWE superstar Sheamus. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Great. I did have a pair of headphones I was playing with, but they took them off me.
Oh, yeah. You got pretty violent because you heard the news about Liverpool. I'm a fellow Liverpool supporter, too.
Were.
I was the one who broke the news to you last night that Sadio Mane broke his arm. Remember, that's probably why he couldn't, you know.
They lost until the interview was over, though. The other interview was over.
No, you know.
I don't know what it is with Liverpool. I just think we could do so well, and then we just blow it.
You said it correct. You said it with the defense. You know, we have a lot of defensive issues right now.
Lovren and Moreno. I don't know. Like,
we just get rid of them. This. Right, like pronto.
Can we not just get a decent center half and a decent left back?
That's all we need.
I mean, I think Moreno would be great as a left winger. I just don't think he's a good defender.
No, yeah, he's good at going forward, but going back.
He just gets lost on the way back. He's like, he goes forward, he's like, there's the goal, and then go back, goes, how do I get back? I don't know. I can't remember the way.
Do I run?
I don't remember the way.
This weekend, you kick off the best of seven with Cesaro. I can't think of a better opponent, physical, much like yourself. What's your thoughts going into that match?
Thoughts are excited to get an opportunity like this, and this came out of the blue, you know. And I think we proved the first two matches we had, like how physical we can be, and how awesome the matches can be. So best of seven really is, there really is something at stake. It's who is the most more physically dominant. This hasn't been done in a long time, so
it has not. No.
No. So there's no better guy to take on than Cesaro. But you know, he wants to go through me to get back to get to the top for the first time, become champion for the first time. I want to step on him to get back to where I was. So it's a very, very interesting situation. A lot at stake, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
I'm confident that the series will benefit both of you.
So. And the fans.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely the fans.
Benefit the fans. I thought I had a phone. I think I lost my phone.
Do you want to look for it? Anyone to pause?
I dropped my phone. Anyway.
Okay. Describe that feeling that you got when you first won the WWE Championship.
It was unreal. I had the match with the match. I went from ECW to WWE. The match came out of the blue, and I really didn't know what to expect. You know what I mean? So it was an incredible feeling. I remember being in the hotel room that night, opened my bag, and there was a WWE World Heavyweight Championship with John Cena's name played on it, and I was like, this is incredible. This is insane. Absolutely insane.
Yeah, I could imagine for you. And you've held several titles ever since. Hopefully we'll see Sheamus go back onto the top. You're transitioning now to the world of Hollywood. You recently played part of the Ninja Turtles movie as one half of Rocksteady and Bebop.
Yeah.
Were you ever a Turtles fan growing up?
Oh, I love Turtles, yeah. I mean, everybody did. It was like, it was a pop culture cartoon, you know. That took the world by storm. And I remember hearing the first time I heard the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like, what the hell is that, you know? And then obviously, just the dynamic of the Turtles, the Shredder, Bebop, Rocksteady, Krang. It was just kids just loved it right away. It was a cool concept, and to get to play such an iconic character like Rocksteady was really, really cool, man. It was really cool.
Did you have fun shooting? Is that something you can do more of, acting, you think?
I'd love to. It's just a matter of getting the schedule and the time in between. WWE and shooting a movie. So it just depends on schedule. That's all it is. Like, I've got to shoot a movie called Atone this week. I'm doing it in Louisiana, I think Jackson, Mississippi. I'm sorry, and it's gonna be pretty interesting. But I'm excited about it, and the more I can do these, the better. It just breaks it up a little bit, and they're a lot of fun to do. It's hard work now. Like, they work their ass off, like all those actors and the staff, production staff, and everything. But it's a lot of fun, and it's cool to do something different like that, a different project.
I know you want to look for your phone, so I've got one last. No, I've got.
Danny got my phone.
He does. There you go.
Dan stole my phone.
You're back in the UK.
Dan Humphrey stole my phone. No, he stole it. Thanks, bro.
Look at Dan. He's so arrogant with your phone.
By the way, I don't know if people have the same problem. People lose their. I lose my car keys. I lose my phone. But I find it again. I smash headphones. Yeah. Not my headphones.
No.
I got Beats headphones. They're too expensive to smash. But I do lose my phone a lot. So sorry for
that. No, it's all good, man. It's all good.
Been a long night.
I can imagine. You're back in the UK next month.
We're doing one show in London, which is brilliant. And then we go off to Manila, and then we go to China. So, that's great that I was going to China, but I love going to the UK. I mean, you know, I'm from Ireland. I worked in London for about a year. I worked at Canary Wharf. Had a great time, a lot of friends over there, but like, you know,
Canary Wharf,
I worked at Canary Wharf, the whole concept between England and UK and Ireland, like the culture, the relationship there as well, same sense of humour, same sort of, you know, vibe and all. So to get back to London is going to be amazing. It's going to be unbelievable show. It's at the O2, you know, there's no bigger place. It's really is the crown jewel for us when we go overseas. So as I said, we're coming back to the UK for one night only. Don't miss it, because it's, again, every time we're in that place, we blow the roof off it. So
thank you very much. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, brother.
All the best, man. Take care, Seamus. Thank you.
This is the Kickout.
Seamus, it's funny, we were talked about how poor Liverpool was doing back then.
Yeah.
But we just only lost one game then, and now Liverpool is on a streak where they've won all their games, drawn one, and lost one. So Liverpool's doing all right. So
they're not doing great.
We're doing all right. We're third in the league.
You're not third.
We're fourth in the league. We're only behind you.
And Tottenham.
Tottenham is first in the league.
Man
City's first in the league. Then it's Tottenham. Then it's you.
Yeah.
Then it's Liverpool. So Liverpool's doing really well. Liverpool's so only lost one.
He means Arsenal. He doesn't mean by Arsenal, the ace sorry. Team.
Yeah.
I don't have a team.
But Liverpool only lost. Yeah. Sorry, we're talking about football on this podcast. Yeah, right. But Liverpool only lost one game, and we drew one game, and we won all the other games.
I saw you're not fourth, though.
We're fourth.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we're only behind you by goal difference. We've got the same points. So, you know, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Smack Dizzle. Let's talk about SmackDown.
Fella! Yeah, let's do it. How did SmackDown start this week? You don't remember, do you?
Actually, don't. Oh, Bray Wyatt beating up Kane.
I hate this.
Yeah, it's terrible, isn't it?
You know what? Just not talk about Bray Wyatt and pants, Randy Orton? I fucking hate it. Okay, I think it's so shit.
It's pants.
It's really annoying me.
Let me understand. Can I ask you one question?
Yeah.
How is Orton allowed to be the one to crack the code of where Bray was doing all these
I can't.
Waste it on Orton?
I just can't, man.
Anyway, it's
like you lot have literally taken something that could have been as big as The Undertaker and just made it shit.
Yeah.
Nah, I can't believe that you've just fucked up Bray Wyatt like that. This is dead.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it. I don't care about the match.
What isn't dead, though?
Yeah.
Usos. New theme.
Yeah, they're wicked.
Smashing it in the tag team scene.
Yeah.
The number one contenders for Heath and Rhino. The Beast.
They will win.
I hope so.
You don't think they're going to win, do you?
I don't know. I mean, we didn't talk about Braun Strowman, by the way. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
They just need to, I think they might make Heath and Rhino retain because they're really over as well.
The only way they can retain is if American Alpha get involved in a match. And I can't see that happening.
Will. I don't think they will.
I don't think Heath and Rhino will be the Usos clean. No way.
Yeah.
The Usos are looking really strong, very dominant,
yep,
and very badass. And I want to see them with the titles. And I'd like to see American Alpha chase them for a long time.
Me too.
Not a quick thing.
A series of great matches.
I want to see it from now all the way up to Mania.
That'd be sick.
That's what I want to see.
That'd be good.
I hope that happens. I really do hope that happens, because I think we'll see some of the best tag team wrestling.
The Survivor Series match is going to be Heath and when after No Mercy, it's going to be Heath and Rhino and American Alpha versus Usos and maybe Ascension or some shit like that.
Or the, what happened to your boys, man? They're out of here.
Who's that?
They got the fuck out of here, bro.
Who's my boys?
Your boys, man.
My boys.
what are you called again? Shit.
The Vaughn villains.
The Vaughn, they get them the fuck out of here, boy. Even Ascension are getting more TV time than the Vaughn villains.
Ace was so right about those.
It's just not, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's dead.
What about the Carmella, Alexis Bliss versus Becky Lynch and Nikki Bella match?
There's a lot of botches
the
in that
match. The heels won.
There's a lot of botches in that match. I've been saying this for about the last 4 weeks. I'm really digging Alexa Bliss. I think she's really good, very talented. That's what I want to say.
The Hype Bros did face the Vaughn Villains on SmackDown as well.
Oh yeah, they did, and they lost.
Let's talk about the great promo, Miz TV.
You liked it?
Doing the
The
24-hour thing on Ziggler. That was good. That was really good. And then
Dolph Ziggler, this is your life.
And then they brought back Spirit Squad, who did a really weak version of that.
I would like to see the Spirit Squad come back full time.
Oh.
No, I'm dead serious.
You mean one of them, you mean?
No, both
you
of them.
Kenny.
Which one? Kenny was the slimmer one.
Yeah, you mean Kenny.
The other guy was funny, though.
But he's fat.
But he was funny.
Okay.
And he was pulling off, like, they managed to get the beat down on Dolph Ziggler.
Okay.
You can't see it happening.
No.
Okay. And I kind of didn't understand why they would have switched on Dolph Ziggler anyway.
Jason Jordan and Jey Uso had a good one-on-one match. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Go back to that promo. You enjoyed the Dolph Ziggler promo.
It was quite cool.
I just think this start emotional.
He didn't cry this time.
I don't like emotional.
He didn't cry this time.
I know, but the words were like...
He was just like, I just like the way he like kept trying, like he did that corny route, like, every time I see a little girl,
hate that.
Yeah, but I love the way Miz went, you're going to lose, you're a loser, like, it was,
There's a little boy in the front row with my t-shirt, I hate all of that.
A little girl, but a little smile.
No, come on, man.
Jack Swagger.
And Baron Corbin.
Who cares?
Who gives a shit?
That's going to be the kickoff show. And I'm going to say, we will talk about the predictions in a minute. I'm not even going to get into that. And let's get into the last segment.
Can I just say one thing, though?
Yes, you can.
Jack Swagger, if you're listening, wearing a cap backwards doesn't make a new person.
It doesn't.
You're still,
it's not a new gimmick,
is it? It's not a new gimmick. You're still Jack Swagger, fam.
I can see that. I can picture it now. The writers are like, so we're not going to change your ring attire.
Or your music.
But you're going to re-debut. We're going to say you got a SmackDown debut.
Yeah.
We're going to say SmackDown Live debut. Well, no, it's not a debut.
No.
But anyway, SmackDown Live debut, and you're going to have a new look. Oh, really? What's my new look? Just turn it around. Like a cool country boy.
It's just
awful.
That doesn't work.
Corbin, I hope Corbin beats him and be gone with Swagger. But let's talk about the face that runs the place. AJ Styles did a great, phenomenal, no pun intended, promo on John Cena.
Wicked.
Saying, you chase history, I make history. Awesome. I think that was a great line. Ambrose was good too.
Ambrose was
good. These three was chucking and jiving. Everybody was giving it their all. Cena, they want to let Cena talk much. And it seems like, screw this. And then a fight spilled out between the three. Everybody did their finishes on each other. And I think Dean Ambrose got the last laugh. So AJ will definitely walk out of No Mercy, retaining the champion. He did a great promo on Talking Smack with Daniel Bryan.
I didn't see that.
It was amazing, saying... Dave, when you're phenomenal like yourself, you go out time and time again, you prove people wrong and you win championships and things like this will happen to you. Like they look down at you as well, Daniel, you should know.
Yeah.
And I'm going to come out there and retain my title and be the number one and retain the title like I always am because I'm phenomenal and I'm AJ. It was a great promo. It was very fire. He was fired up. It was
you know what we haven't spoken about is Cena's Talking Smack promo from last week.
I don't think I saw that. Was it good?
Oh, my goodness.
Really good?
Dean and Cena don't like each other. Like, this is... I'm so convinced,
this is
not a work.
Like, it's done well, isn't it? So they're gonna get into a program after...
Have you watched it?
Check it out?
Yeah, I think you should watch it.
I'm going to show you the AJ, and then you show me, the Cena.
Yeah, the Cena one is, like, literally... He's literally saying, look, at the end of the day, he says something along the lines of... Dean Ambrose says that we don't like each other. No, it's not that. He says Dean Ambrose doesn't like John Cena. John Cena doesn't care about Dean Ambrose.
Oh, I heard about
like,
that.
It was deep. He was talking about
this is the AJ Styles one.
Okay.
Myself to anybody. I'm the one and the only AJ Styles, the guy that's been looked over several times just to prove himself over and over again. Against John Cena, against Dean Ambrose, and at No Mercy, it will be no different. I've been looked over before. You have been looked over before. You know how it feels. So you come in here with a chip on your shoulder and you get after it and you get things like this right here. This is who I am. I am a champion. And I will take on anyone and everyone you put me up against and Shane puts me up against, and I will knock them down. And I will retain this because I am a winner.
Yes.
That's good.
Great promo.
But
let me see the Cena one now. I think that's a work. I'm loving the Cena Ambrose, how they go at each other, man.
It's real. I genuinely don't feel like they like each other.
Maybe not, but it's great. And I think a program between them two might be probably one of the best feuds in a long time.
It's deep. And then, Cena goes as real as talking about his relationship with Nikki. Oh. Your battery died!
My battery died at the most important point.
Basically, if you haven't seen it, go check it out.
Hey, hold on. Just charge it.
Do you want to see?
Every single time I get put on the field, everyone knows they're going to see something special. That could be against you, that could be against AJ, that could be against Dean, and certainly it's going to be at No Mercy when I try to make history. Like, we are on the cusp of something great. And it, at the very least, it is going to give people something to talk about. And for years, I have just sat idle while people attempt to tell me how things are. And I don't need to yell. Every once in a while, I just have to explain how it really is. Yes, after I'm done talking smack, I'm taking the jet to New York because logistically, I don't have the time to turn around because I need to go back to work. And yes, I take care of myself every day. That's like knocking a guy for like, hey, you're in the gym all the time. Yeah, well, I want to get stronger. And that's what you need to do. And not only that, I'm getting stronger physically. I'm getting stronger mentally. I'm certainly happy with my relationship. I'm in a wonderful place spiritually. I'm very thankful Nicole is there watching this interview because she wants to know what I have to say. That makes me feel good as a person. And it'll be my pleasure tomorrow to go promote that show because I want it to be a success because she works her butt off. Like I said, you are the sum of the five people you surround yourself with. And I surround myself with people who just go. The Vince McMahons of the world. People who are the first to show up and the last to leave. No, I don't stand and dress where Dean Ambrose dresses, but this is where someone has twisted reality. Dean Ambrose said John Cena and Dean Ambrose don't like each other. No, Dean Ambrose doesn't like John Cena. John Cena doesn't care about Dean Ambrose. And if Dean wants me to care about him at No Mercy, he'll either step up or step aside.
Ooh, nice words, them fighting words.
Them fighting words.
What did Dean say? Did Dean say anything in this moment?
Nah.
You think that you're better than John Cena and AJ Styles?
Yeah.
You're better than both those guys. John Cena has been running this place for over 10 years.
He don't run it anymore. You know who runs it now? I run it. You know, because John Cena, you know where I'm going to be next weekend?
Where?
You know, let me tell you about it. I beat John Cena tonight in the main event. This was my fourth main event of the week. That's the thing people don't realize. I main evented last night and the night before and the night before that and last week before that. I did it. I've main evented about 300 freaking nights in a row for the last 2 years. I've been the go-to guy. I've been the guy who they call upon to solve problems. I'm like the mechanic around here. Like,
okay, listen. He doesn't know what to do, does he?
No, he doesn't.
Like,
what do you mean? Like, I know what you mean, but like, I don't know what you mean.
Like. Honestly. He's obviously, what you said, he's got a point. He's got a point there. Like, he is working hard and he's always there. He's probably the hardest, probably works hard more than a lot of people.
Yeah.
But he's just, man, brush up on your promos, man.
Yeah, it's really bad.
I think that Stone Cold Steve Austin really messed him up.
He's not, I've been saying this for man, about I'm, 2 years.
This is a Dean Ambrose promo, right?
Yeah.
Against Ace, yeah. And I'm a kick out of everything DJ Ace brings at me because he does the kick out. And I don't care about the kick out because I'm Ambrose. That's his
problem. He's dead.
What is that?
He's been shit for a while.
Who's, who's, oh. And then I love the way Daniel Bryan's like, he's the worst general manager, but you think you're better than AJ Styles. You honestly think you're better than Cena. You, Dean Ambrose, you. There's no encouraging at all.
Just mocking him.
No wonder why he got misfired up.
And they're just mocking him in front of his woman as well. That's the
You're mocking me in front of Renee Young. She's there and she can see me. And this is why I'm stuttering on my promo, because my girlfriend's looking at me and I'm pissed.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Should we do predictions for No Mercy?
Let's do No Mercy predictions.
What is the card?
Let's start off with Carmella versus Nikki Bella.
We're going to go with Nikki.
I'm going to go with Carmella.
Really?
Yeah, because she's F-A-B-L-O-U-S.
Nikki's got a show to promote.
I guess so. Maybe Nikki then.
Are you going to be watching Total Bellas?
No.
Okay. We didn't do...
I do want to watch the episode about Daniel Bryan, though. Want to watch that.
Oh, we didn't say congratulations.
Congratulations to Daniel Bryan and Nikki Bella. They're going to have a baby.
A wrestling baby.
Anyway. Good for them.
Baron Corbin and Jack Swagger.
Corbin.
I'm going to go with Swagger.
Usos versus Heath and Rhino.
If there is a God, I'd say Usos.
Can we hear that? Can I listen to that Usos theme music?
It's hard, isn't it?
And it's like some trap shit.
It's actually very hard.
I'm going to... Oh, it's a new one, though, not the...
While you're finding that, Dolph Ziggler versus The Miz. Title versus career.
What you just said about Royal Rumble really... You like intrigues
it.
Me.
You like it.
And because of that alone, I'm going to say Miz, because I really want that to happen.
Let's get Dolph Ziggler the fuck out of here, please, for a little while. Come back. Yeah. Get someone else.
Yeah, sorry.
You found it?
Yeah.
Go on.
No, but you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Jesus.
The trade of that drum. Yeah, that's hard. Yeah.
Making their way to the
ring.
That's some. That's some hard shit.
That's hard.
Well done, Usos. Well done.
Well done.
Are we missing any of the matches? Apollo Crews, where is he? Gone?
I don't think he's got a match.
Okay. Kalisto.
Bray versus Randy.
Oh, we're talking about this again?
Yeah.
Bray.
Really?
Yeah, and Randy will win the feud.
Dead. And then we got Triple Threat.
The face that runs the place.
We got Becky.
Oh, yeah. Becky Lynch will retain. I guess. And the face that runs the place will win.
He will win. If you got any predictions, let us know. Tweet us at Kickout Podcast. We got another interview before we get out of it.
Oh, James Delo.
Yeah, man.
It's more of a chat.
Yes, it's a chat. He's from our... Because they're from... You know, like One Extra Radio 1.
Mm-hmm.
Radio 1's our sister station.
Right.
So I would say that GP is our sister podcast.
Cool.
And you're on both of them.
I'm on both. I'm like, what am I? What wrestler did that? Did both brands? I'm like...
You're like when Ric Flair had the...
The World Heavyweight title.
The WCW title.
Bobby Heenan was with him.
Yeah.
With a tear in my eye. This is the greatest moment in my life. I love Ric Flair. You can't tell me about Ric Flair. And before we get into the James D'Lo, actually... interview, which is more of a chat, which is like 2 minutes or 1 minute long. You, Ace, asked you,
go on.
Who was the go-to wrestler you would more emulate as a child?
I would do a good Randy. I can't do it anymore, but I'd do a good Randy.
With lust in her eyes.
Yeah, I was Randy Savage.
He had lust when we was talking about Elizabeth and Hogan.
Yeah.
And Hogan kept flirting. He had lust in his eyes.
But you was Flair every time.
I was Flair all day.
Every time.
I used to body slam my school bag.
Yeah.
And elbow drop it.
Hilarious.
And knee drop it. But Macho as well.
Elizabeth, will you marry me? Can we get to this interview?
Yeah, it's getting late. This is Skillet James D'Lo at the WWE 2K party in Brooklyn, New York. Baby.
This is the Kickout. I'm here with founder of Gorilla Position Podcast, host
great friend of mine, James D'Lo. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you, brother?
I'm good, my man. I'm good. I should drop the hello, you know, that you. How are you finding it at WrestleMania weekend? You know, WrestleMania weekend. SummerSlam weekend.
5 months ago, I found that great. It was pretty enjoyable.
How are you finding the SummerSlam weekend? What match are you looking forward to most in the SummerSlam card? It's a stacked card, baby.
It is a stacked card. Remarkably, they've added another match onto the card.
I saw you post that up on the Instagram. Thank you.
The old Dudleys versus Neville and Sami Zayn, who, by the way, I'm very pleased to see on the card.
Yep.
Even though it is the kickoff show, it doesn't matter. I think the match I'm most looking forward to probably is either Lesnar Orton, which Orton confirmed today would be the main event of the show, or Finn Seth. Dolph Dean, I mean...
It's a very good card, man. I've got great matches.
Charlotte, Sasha Banks as well.
AJ, Cena. I mean, I know their last few matches you weren't really fond of because of all the spot calling, but I have a feeling they might rectify it on this Sunday.
Well, listen, I'm going to be sat in the arena, probably quite far back from the ring. If I can still hear John Cena's spot calling, I'll be furious.
And NXT. NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 2.
Can't wait for that.
Great card on that as well. The most exciting match for you in that, I mean, is it the main event for you or is it the women's match with Bayley? I know you're a Bayley lover.
I am a deep Bayley lover. I fancy her for reasons not quite clear to me yet, but I'm kind of working through it. I think she's very attractive. But no, I'm really looking forward to Bayley and Asuka, and I think there's going to be a lot of emotion in that match because everyone in the crowd loves Bayley too. But yeah, I mean, what can you say? Shinsuke and Samoa Joe, yes to the please.
Absolutely. I'm personally looking forward to those matches as well, and obviously the debut of Bobby Roode in NXT, the glorious one, has finally arrived. I can't wait for that.
Well, something about that match, and specifically Bobby Roode, I haven't heard his entrance theme yet.
Oh.
Everyone's going on about it. I was gonna look online to listen to it, and I thought, I want to experience it live.
You did the right thing, my friend.
Yeah.
With that crowd as well, which I'm sure the crowd in Brooklyn will already know the theme, so they might sing along. It might be a bit of a sing-along, so it'll be a great experience for you, you know?
I love a wrestling sing-along.
We should sing more on GP.
On BBC Radio 1.
Oh, yeah, on BBC Radio 1. Any words for Ace?
Just that I love him like a brother from a distinctly different mother. I'm white, he's black.
Yep.
But I love him. I still feel guilty about cutting him out of the documentary. It wasn't a personal thing, but he's barely been in contact with me since. So I think, you know, he probably hates me.
No, not at all.
I'm joking. No.
We need to get you on the show. We need to get you on the kick out. We would love to have James D'Lo on the kick out.
We've been trying to organise that for months, haven't we? But we will do it before the end of the summer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm gonna hold myself to that. I'm gonna make it happen.
Good, and I will hold you to that too.
Thank you, brother. James D'Lo, you've been amazing.
All right, brother.
Thank you.
How's it going? It's the Celtic Warrior, Seamus, and you're listening to the Kick Out Podcast.
And that was that. And thank you for everybody tuning in. Thank you to Mick Conlon, who was very happy that I hollered at him. And thank you for all the listeners of Kick Out. Keep it up, man. We need your support, though.
So yeah, like share
the world,
it, man.
Share it. Tell everybody about us.
We're like a week away from the release of the brand new 2K game, and we're trying to work out something we can do as the kickout to celebrate the release of 2K17.
Something for the YouTube channel, which I launched.
We're gonna do something for the YouTube channel. Maybe we should have some kind of tournament.
Yeah.
Maybe we can have some kind of. Do you know what we should do?
What's that?
Because I called out Greg James.
Okay.
On 2K.
Sounds good.
He hasn't replied, so I'm guessing
he's ducking.
He don't want no piece of this.
Okay.
What we could do is DJ Ace versus James D'Lo.
Okay.
For the 2K podcast championship.
Okay.
Now you're on both shows.
I am.
So you could be the special referee enforcer.
That sounds good to me.
What do you think?
This sounds good. This sounds like good fun.
Do you like this?
I like this. Let's get a camera, man. Let's do this.
Let's talk. I think we should do it for the camera. Ace versus James D. Or maybe Ash Rose. I don't know. Which either one of them won it.
Doesn't matter.
Or we could do...
GP versus Kick-Out.
We could do that.
A tag match.
We could do a tag match.
Let's do it. I'm going to holler at them.
We could do Yeah, no, we could do a tag match.
I'll give him a shout. They don't want a piece of us.
They don't want it.
They don't want us. They actually, who are we going to be? Usos?
Yeah, we could do that. Four players and just do it.
All right. We'll hook it up. We'll sort it out. I'm going to holler at them tomorrow.
I'm sure the GP listeners... Jeez, I keep saying that. That's wrong. You're going to have to edit that. I'm sure the GP listeners and the Kickout listeners would love to see that. So we're going to do something for the release of 2K17. And I'm pretty sure we're going to have some games to give away soon as well. So
if we win,
yeah.
Am I allowed to cut? With a tear in my eye! This is the best moment of my life!
We need to do that.
Woo! Okay.
I like it.
Thank you.
Chat to your people. Well,
yes,
do
we'll do.
Rate, subscribe, comment. We'll be back next week. Thank you very much for listening. Till next week. Peace. We will chat to you after No Mercy, SmackDown, and Raw, and tell you what's going on. Hopefully, we'll have a guest next week as well.
Peace.
Later.